Public health offices in Haines and Wrangell are set to close this summer due to state budget cuts. But their services won't disappear completely. Nurses from other southeast towns will occasionally travel to Haines and Wrangell to maintain the safety net their agency aims to provide. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
Both Haines and Wrangell have been without full-time permanent nurses for a few months. Now there's no question, those positions will not be filled. Juneau public health nurse Allison Bramer broke the news to the Haines School Board Tuesday night.
And we have news recently that due to the budget, we will not be able to staff the Haines Public Health Center after July 1st.
We're having to make some difficult decisions.
Southeast Regional Nurse Manager Sarah Hargrave says the state public health system has taken a 25% cut over the past 2 years. Closing the one nurse, one office assistant centers in Haines and Wrangell was just one cost-saving decision.
Well, we aim to continue to outreach and serve the most vulnerable in all of our communities.
Hargrave says they'll continue to provide service through itinerant coverage. That means a nurse from Juneau, Petersburg, or Ketchikan will visit Haines and Wrangell occasionally based on the need. Hargrave describes some of the common services public health provides in Haines.
In the past, we've done a fair number of child health immunizations. We've done sexually transmitted infection care, screening and treatment. We've done family planning services for the Haines community, as well as adult immunizations for flu or tetanus, that type of thing.
Hargrave says the fact that there are other medical providers in Haines and Wrangell didn't impact the decision to close the offices.
We try to act as a safety net so as not to duplicate services provided by other agencies in town. We seek to serve those vulnerable people who may have difficulty accessing other primary care resources.
The budget cut fueled closures go into effect July 1st. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.